Hey there, everybody! Welcome to Superhero Training number 3. We have been being swirled around by the drama, me and Brother Michael. So, that's why we're a little bit late. And you can see I'm sporting. Look like I've been getting punched around. But, in fact, that isn't the case. But I did get stung by the bees the other day, because we had some bee action here, and we're beekeepers, as you may or may not know, here at Noni Land, and so we do get stung from time to time, and we had a particularly challenging situation with about 100,000 bees, or probably more. Three hives had all fallen over in the middle of the night, and myself and Nathaniel, we had to remedy that situation. So it was fun and games, a little intense to say the least. So welcome to your third and final level of superhero training in this course. Brother Michael's on his way, so we're going to be graced by his delightful presence real soon. So, how shall we begin this course then, eh? What shall we, how shall we celebrate the beginning of this? Should we celebrate it with a little silence and followed by a little prayer? How about that, eh? Does that sound good? I like that. That sounds awesome to me. So, let's just take a moment to really get into our posture, our physical body. Becoming aware of our physical body and the alignment, feeling relaxed and upright. And then let's become aware of our emotional posture and our psychological posture. Let's become aware of our emotional and psychological posture in relation to the divine inflow of goodness into our being. And let's commit with our attitude to full 100% interface, relationship, communion, yoga with that divine wellspring of nourishment. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just close the eyes. And just feel the magic. Feel with your heart. Use your tenderness to welcome the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to say a little prayer. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Almighty Mother, Father, God, we give thanks for your almighty holy presence. We celebrate the presence of your divinity, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace, the ocean of light, the ocean of bliss that laps against the shores of our souls. We open our hearts in gratitude and appreciation, in loving tenderness and devotion to your benedictions, your blessings, and your grace. Alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, just breathe in the Holy Spirit, allowing yourself from your heart through your tenderness to reach out in anticipation, expectation, gratitude and appreciation for the presence of life's holy essence. In the name of Yeshua ben Joseph, I bless these superheroes and ask that amazing grace flow through this little container of superhero level 3, so that these beloved beings may feel the grace of the Almighty, may know the love of the Almighty, may shine with the light of the Almighty, may feel the peace of the grace of the Almighty. In the name of Yeshua ben Joseph. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So how are we all feeling, eh? Blessings, the blessings, blessings, the blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Oh, yes. So, superhero level 3. What are we going to talk about? What are we going to share today? Huh? Well, what we need to appreciate is that the force in life, the force that we want to align with, the Almighty Presence, the Holy Spirit, the Great Spirit, the love of God, the light of God, the grace, God itself, you know, that good stuff, the real juice, that is so real. It's so real. That's what we want to really appreciate fundamentally and powerfully as superheroes moving forward in the world. The grace is so real. And it's just, unmistakable. It's unmistakable. The grace is unmistakable. There's nothing, there's no doubt about grace. It's so present, so powerful, so real, so tangible. It's not an abstract idea. It's a real phenomena. And by the grace of the Almighty, Brother Michael is shaking the drama as he comes tearing up the driveway, startling the roosters.
Oh, those roosters.
And kicking up the dust, and here he is.
Hello there. How are we all doing? Yes, what a joy to be with you. It's funny that we're talking about being unshakable, aren't we, brother?
Yes,
today?
We are. We're unshakable. Talking about unshakable.
And all kinds of things appear in the drama, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
In their own wonderful way, in unexpected, amazing ways. And that's just how it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So we just had a beautiful blessing. And we were just settling out of the silence and communion into a reminder, recognition, remembrance that the presence of God is so real. It's so real. And this is the thing, this thing about being unshakable in the drama of life. And we haven't seen anything yet. You know, we've been pretty consistent in this message for the last few years. We haven't seen anything yet. We're just getting the first little waves of the change, the big changes that are coming down on us. The first little waves are starting to ripple through creation with all the upheaval that's going on. But the big waves are coming. And so this unshakable invincibility, this steadfastness, this nisce, this foundation, that's the essential quality that we need in order to be welded to the real, as the real becomes more and more present in the drama. Because right now the unreal, the nonsense, the discordance, the cacophony, the counterfeit is superimposed on the real. And because the real is infinitely patient and infinitely compassionate, it allows that nonsense for a time. But not forever, does it, brother?
The times are coming to an end. We have to give up our madness.
So we're surrendering our insanity, and the fundamental root of neurosis and insanity, Brother Michael, is
thinking you're that person sitting on that chair.
Yeah. If I think this is me, this physical thing here, and I think this is Brother Michael,
that's the fundamental madness.
That's the fundamental madness. I'm in the superficial level of life. And so the thing is to have a great time with what appears to be over here in Brother Michael, and show him lots of love and kindness, and help him out practically in whatever way he needs support in life, and I can demonstrate my love for him in life. But to be focused on the real, from the real within me, my sense of self, my self-esteem, my sovereignty, my self-respect, and then I can focus on him, and in all of my relationships, of course, and especially your closest loving intimate relationship. That's the big playground for testing this ability to stay centered in insanity.
We get so into familiarity and treating people in the same way again and again and again when we get to know people, but to be able to remember that you're dealing with an eternal being.
Yeah.
You know, an eternal being there. This isn't your wife you're talking about.
Or your mother.
Or your mother, or your best friend, or, you know, your child. These are all divine beings of light.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with that, you know. Yeah. So the eyes are these things here. These are our greatest deceivers. Out of all of the senses, it's this and this, these two things that are causing us the most deception, the most madness, you know, because we think we know what's going on, we think we're seeing reality, and we're literally seeing an illusion, a holographic illusion,
mm.
all day long, every single day.
Yeah, and we're not saying this is a bad thing. We're not attacking the drama. We love it. It's a wonder. It's wondrous, most wondrous.
There's nothing wrong with it, but thinking it's real and going after things and thinking if that person looks different or that person says something different, or you know, if only I could see something else, then everything's going to be fine. That's got to go.
Yeah,
it's got to go.
Yeah, and so this is the wonder of life. This is the initiation of the superhero. It's the initiation of the spiritual warrior, of the archetypal hero. It's a beautiful, wonderful, amazing thing where we interface with the substance of creation, but we're coming from the real within us, and we're projecting, extending into, communicating with the real in whatever we're perceiving. And this is a wonderful thing, and it requires discipline, you know, and it's very, very simple, the point that we're trying to make all the time. But what we're constantly receiving in feedback from people is really and truly they're not practicing. This wonderful wisdom that we're sharing requires practicing. This is an orientation, a perspective, a point of view, an attitude, an awareness, where you come from as an individual requires practicing in order for you to be anchored in this real sense of self. And live with depth and purpose and meaning in life, so that you can walk forward, you know, in grace. Because this is the thing, this love times faith equation that gives us the grace, which is what we need in order to be, you know, really solid in these times when the substance and form of life is going to start buckling and warping and shifting in phenomenal ways. The necessity to be anchored in your true sense of self, to be centered in the absolute epicenter of this incredible gyroscopic vortex of your soul matrix, embedded in a holographic wonder that is infinite and eternal, with stupendous forces, you know, interacting and moving and shifting and, you know, stimulating and doing what they do. To be anchored in the center of that takes phenomenal energy, and there's only one source for that kind of energy that exists within creation. And this is really good news. It's so close to you. It's in essence, it's who you truly are. But it can be, you know, lifetimes and you know, galactic realities away from your experience, or it can just be, you can be there in a millisecond if you make that choice. Yeah. And so we practice this over and over.
Yeah.
This, what can we call it? Going beyond, brother? Can we call
going
it going beyond?
Going beyond. Truth. Going to the truth. Realizing what's actually going on is what it is.
Yeah.
And this is practice, you know. We can't emphasize this enough. It's no good just listening to us. You actually have to practice. Doesn't matter how many of these you listen to.
Yeah.
What are you doing in the morning? What are you doing in the evening? What are you doing all day long?
Yeah.
What's actually going on?
Yeah, what
in
are you
your
doing
life?
Every
what
breath?
What are you doing?
When you're eating, when you're drinking, when you're making love, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're having a shave, what are you doing really?
Yeah, it's fun and games.
Yeah.
Fun and games.
Yeah.
Fun
and you're
games.
Not a bad person if you forget to do this.
No.
You know, you don't want to be like getting on your case. This is a game. It's a fun game. We need to make
it's
fun.
It's a hobby. It's your little hobby, little play that you play with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's fun because life, the amount of joy, the amount of wonder, the amount of just magical and strange and bizarre things just increases and increases and increases.
Yeah. But you need... Sorry, mate.
Sorry, and one of the things... This morning I had a lovely meditation, and it occurred to me that probably the best and most productive attitude to adopt towards what's going on in the world is that literally we are still living in this world of light. We've never even left our spiritual home. And we're just there all the time, and this is just kind of going on.
Shining.
You know?
Mm.
Not as a nice idea, but as a practical reality, that you haven't gone anywhere, nothing, you're not even moving around. You're in the light. Right now, you're in this divine light. You're already in the pure power and perfection. And you're just watching this. And the degree to which you're aware of these two realities at the same time, that's when you start seeing what you're actually dealing with. And then you can let go. Because one of the things that's fascinating is it's going to happen anyway, you know? Doesn't matter what you do, things are going to happen. Brother Michael's going to move his hands around and he's going to play with Brother Nicholas and all that's going to happen anyway. But we can maintain the awareness of what's going on behind that and contained around that and in that all the time.
Yeah.
Whilst it's there.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's consistent. That's consistent.
Constant.
The experience behind the deeper experience is constant. It never changes.
Yeah.
It has eternal depth and infinite wonder. It never changes
never
in its
changes.
Depth and of infinite and eternal wonder. But it doesn't jerk around and have all these funny distortions and subject to all these fluctuations and waves and circumstances and this and that and the other.
No.
None of that's all going on in the unreal.
Absolutely stable.
Yes. And so there's a sense of solidity in this. And all we have to do, all you have to do, all we have to do at any given moment, any time, any place, anywhere, is just shift our sense of awareness, our sense of identity into this deeper, into this depth. And what you'll find is no matter how long you practice this for and how often and how successful you are or any of that stuff, what you'll find is that it's always the same parameters in terms of, oh, I'm experiencing more and more and more of this depth and this wonder and becoming more and more and more centered in my true sense of self, because it's an eternal, infinite experience. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you're just having the first baby steps of the recognition of these experiences, the value of it and the worth of it and the richness of it is infinite and eternal. And it will always be that way, no matter, you know, if it's your first seconds or you've been doing it for, you know, thousands of years consciously. Because it's a wonder.
It's a wonder.
It's the most wondrous thing there is.
Yeah. So what everyone's after is that experience that they already have and have just chosen to forget.
Yeah.
That's all it is, remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting.
Yeah. And so this subject of basically becoming unshakable in the drama, and and we're going to get on to some practicalities towards the end of this about, you know, sort of how to meet the matrix in terms of projecting fields and geometries and stuff. But what we're emphasizing now is essence. And one of the key things that I mentioned is this shift of sense of self into this deeper, more centered, more certain sense of self, this conscious shift. And let's just have a few breaths here. Let's just have three soft, gentle breaths. Anyone that's done Sun Pop, we call this three breath life transformation system. It's a good deal. Oh yes. So we can close our eyes, because when we close our eyes, the drama disappears on the outside to a large degree, and that help is very helpful for us to shift our essence, our sense of identity into our essence. So remember, we're looking for this communion with through heart space, through love, through tenderness. Oh yes. So we move into the heart space, deeper and deeper, looking up within, looking up to the light, and breathing softly and gently into your belly as deeply as you can.
soft, gentle, deep breaths, just breathing light, being light, communing in love with love as love, for the sake of love. So there's a definite experience there. We know, we can recognize how that experience shifts out of that sort of tense, contracted madness into that deep, rich peace and bliss. And this is what it's all about. And we know it's real because we're having the experience. What we're having the experience of is our true sense of self, who we really are. And that movement there, that shift of sense of self, that conscious reorientation of your awareness and your attitude, we're always reminding ourselves that it comes down to just those two things. Those are the only sticks that we have to control to fly this Merkaba. The awareness and the attitude. Am I aware of my own divinity and my relationship to the drama of life? And am I in an attitude of being surrendered in love to that? Yeah. And that shift of sense of self via awareness and attitude, which is a constant, eternal and infinite alchemical experience that's never changing in its constancy, but is always changing in terms of the richness and the newness that you experience in there, because it's ever new, always original, never repeats itself. That alchemical experience, that shift away from the normal waking state or whatever version of that we're in, into the real and the deepening of that, requires tenacity. It requires some grit, it requires some metal, it requires some warrior energy. It's not a feminine, receptive, passive, initiating, sparking movement. It's a lightning energy. If you need to break out of something that you're stuck in, especially these old patterns that we've just been winding and grinding for, you know, hours and weeks and months and years and lifetimes, then we need some lightning energy in there, some a real lightning bolt of focus, of nischay, of sakash, of determination, of commitment, of willpower to spark something, to spark that initial movement. And no matter how stuck we are, and we've both shared experiences in our lives of being, you know, in the pit of despair. And who knows what's coming up for us in terms of the way the drama is going to collapse and the tribulation that could be bringing on us, you know, as superheroes, because we're not looking for the comfort zone when we're fronting up as frontliners in the archetypal showdown of the forces between the forces of good and evil. It's not, you know, getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning for years and years and years and years and years and years, every single day of your life is not looking for the comfort zone in life, believe me. And so if we're not doing that, if we're not actually our sense of self, the toxicity and the discordance within our own psyche that we've accumulated as we've have built it up through the repetitions of the false sense of self, if we're not consciously bringing ourselves and burning that in the fires of introspection, and we're just, you know, bounding around in the drama, you know, thinking that we're something, you know, great, then life is going to burn that stuff off. Life is going to purify us, and we're going to be molded. Our metal, you know, like the sword hammered on the anvil, is going to be hammered in the fire of the drama, of the karma drama. And so who knows what's coming up for us in terms of that. I personally have been through extreme tribulation in terms of seeing what I was attached to in the physical world with so much love and longing and madness. I've seen it, you know, just absolutely dissolved and torn away from me in a real heartbreaking
devastating fashion. And so that, you know, that absolutely incinerated so much of who I was, you know, in terms of my identification with that. And so, you know, lots and lots and lots of people go through these things. In fact, most people do. And so, you know, it's coming for us in a big way. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say that, you know, in order to be really real, this is superhero level 3 now. You know, this is like, this is the you know, it's like we are really, really, really focused in now on what's going on. In order to be able to meet your destiny and not flinch in the face of extreme challenge from the drama in terms of the way it's manifesting, then we need to be absolutely welded, note that word, welded to our true inner nature. And if we're not, then, and we're still stuck in nonsense, then we need some fiery warrior energy in our mix in order to shift, to make that shift into that beautiful place where we can unfold in a very feminine way and allow our femininity to really absorb the divine experience.
Very, very well put, brother. welded. And the question is, of course, how is that going to be possible when something goes down? You know, we often think, no, I'm doing well, everything is good. But then when something actually happens, you realize how unstable it all is. And the only way to get stable is to be very, very consistent over a long period of time. And you should remember these words, long period of time. You know, it's no good that you just hopefully make a bit of effort, do a bit of something once in a while, and gradually towards the end things will come round for you. You need to be on it as of now, you know, literally. So if you're feeling that you've done the course and you're doing well, but you feel we've touched on a few things here and you know that you need to take it to the next level, because this is now level 3, are you ready to go to level 3 in yourself? Mm-hmm. This is a question to ask yourself. You know, are you upgrading? We're taking it to another level. But do, from your heart, you know, this isn't in your head, this isn't being not good enough or better than anyone else or whatever, but for you personally, in the depths of your heart, are you ready and are you prepared to take yourself to the next level and to let go? Because at the end of the day, it's all about letting go, letting go. Let go of what you're not. Let go of all your illusions, let go of your anxieties and your fears. Let it all go and be welded, be absolutely welded to that divine light. As if there's light around you, you're surrounded in light, you're pulsating light, you're in the power. You know, you're in that zone. It's not that you go there and you come back, but you're there. You know, it's here and now. It's not somewhere else, it's here. It's now, and you can make that decision that that's going to be your priority, that's going to be your focus. You know, it's not that once you've done all these other things, then when you have a few moments, then you do it. Give it priority, because that's the only way. It's got to be constant. That word constant, do you know what I'm saying? Constant.
It should be the overriding concern all the time, no matter what you're doing, all the time, everywhere. That's what the spiritual warrior is. That's what the superhero is. You see, we wear a costume. You know, Superman is dressed up as Clark Kent. Batman is dressed up as Bruce Wayne. But who are they really? You know what I mean? Is Batman Bruce Wayne, or is Bruce Wayne Batman? Is Clark Kent Superman, or is Superman Clark Kent? Are you the unlimited, eternal, divine being playing the part of who you think you are? Or is it the other way around?
You know? It's good to think about this.
This is, who are you? It's like you have to make up your mind. You either are the eternal child of the Almighty, period, or you're not. You're just this, you know, this person who's trying to get their act together, who, you know, has their ups and downs, and
it's very different.
You know,
you can look at it both ways.
You're happy. And then something happens, and you know, and we all have our moments, don't we? You know, and we have to like, and of course we do. We're not having a go at it. We're not knocking at it. You know, I was crying my eyes out the other day. a few days ago, like sobbing, such a deep emotion, you know. And we wobble around all the time. I got my ass kicked the other night. I took about 100 or 150 or 200 bee stings, you know. I was angry a few days ago. But this moves around. Yeah. But inside of it all, are you constantly going back, like driving a nail, a big steel nail with a big hammer, bang, 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 into the core of your sense of self, on your nishchay that I am, that I am, I am, that I am, I am, that I am? Are you, with every breath, are you making an attempt to weld yourself stronger and stronger and stronger into that sense of who you truly are? Are you walking in the world with that certainty? Are you coming back to it over and over and again, over and again, over and
again,
over?
And again and again and again and again. Yeah. All day long. You know? And it never gets boring. It's just a strange thing. You'd think you'd get boring doing the same thing again and again. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you realize how deep the rabbit hole goes, and you have no idea where you're going to end up.
Yeah. So it's really about how are you using your time. Yeah. You know, the superhero, the spiritual warrior is on a top secret mission undercover all the time. So we know we're in a foreign land here. This is not our world. This is not our kingdom. This is something else that belongs to someone else. This is our God is not the ruler of this counterfeit inauthentic version of reality. So we're in behind enemy lines. We're parachuted in behind enemy lines. We volunteered for a mission. It's so secret that we've had to be given amnesia so that we don't know what's going on anyway. We speak in a different language, and we're remembering and waking up to who we are. And now we've awakened, and we're realizing that, oh my goodness, this is not my land, this is not my country, this is not my language, this way of living is not my culture. It's different, it's foreign, it's alien. And it's my mission is to come into a state of being so that I literally carry the frequencies of the real, so that the real that this counterfeit is superimposed upon can emerge from within it. You understand that? Your mission is to become so real by embodying the qualities of being that are in harmony with the real, that the real emerges through us, and we catalyze that. We make this counterfeit and the unreal world disappear through being real. That's what we do. It's a vibrational thing. So that means your thoughts and words and actions, especially deep down inside you, and the way you're feeling, because your thoughts and words and actions alchemically create your feeling states consistently. So it's no point on having a happy, very fun and feeling really angry, because all you're doing then is just vibing out with that stuff and creating more of this nonsense. So we need to, you know, get the feelings moving. So that if anger is being suppressed and repressed, we need to find a constructive outlet for it. We need to train. We need to exercise vigorously. We need to punch things, chop things with an axe, do some staccato movement, dance your asses off, drum like on fire, and get that red energy flowing, and use that to power your tenacity, your focus, your willpower, and your commitment into being real and having the experience of that, and going into that silence and that beauty and filling up with that grace through that love, through that faith. It's as simple as that. And if anger's not your overriding suppressed, repressed emotion, if it's something like sadness, let's say, you know, anger has a lot of fire, it's a very powerful emotion. Say if something is a little more stagnant, like shame or guilt or fear, or grief, deep sadness and stuff like that. Go into it. Don't suppress and repress stuff. Don't have garbage stacked up, a few bags of stinking garbage locked in your cellar. Go in there and have sort through that garbage and understand what it is, and feel it feel its content, and cry the tears that you have to cry, rage and scream and do everything that you have to do to move something. And if you're feeling helpless and crushed and broken, and there's no one to support you and all this stuff, then that's going to bring you to your knees, where it's a good place to be anyway, right. And just ask, bring it in, say, I can't do it, surrender, and let the juice come flowing in there. Use your emotion in a positive, warrior, active way, dynamic way, to crack the container that you're stuck in, because you are the eternal light, you are the eternal love, and you're stuck. The only reason why you might feel stuck is because you're literally stuck in some kind of psychological, psycho-emotional prison, and it's inside of you, and you have to crack that with the available resources that are in there. So whatever it is, no matter what form it's in, understand that it's a resource, it's an energy that you can use to move, to shift, to transmute that matrix, that configuration of your own psycho-emotional content.
Mm. Yeah, claim back your power. Mm. Claim back your power. This is what Nick's saying, is when you experience those things, don't run from them, don't suppress them, don't hide from them. Go right in the middle of it and see it for what it is. Don't run away, you know? I think we've all very, very good at running away from ourselves. But it doesn't work. We need to go right in the middle of it. It needs courage, you know, because we don't like these feelings. We're afraid of the feelings. But to go right in the middle, deal with it, experience it fully, turn it up.
Yeah.
And then tell the truth about it.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that I've been practicing recently. Tell the truth. If you experience it, go in and tell the truth. What does that mean? It means that you realize who you actually are. Who is it that's experiencing all these things? Where do they come from? What's really going on here?
Yeah.
They come from you. They come from within consciousness. They can't come from anywhere else. You know, go right in the middle of it and tell yourself the truth, because that's the only way to get free of those things. Because as long as we keep running away and hiding and stuffing and suppressing, they're just going to come back again and again and again and again. It's like constant poison trickling into our being.
Yeah.
And it doesn't allow for your freedom.
Yeah.
And we're coming back to essence again and again, you know, essence, essence, essence. The more we're body conscious, the more we're caught up in this person, everything is about content. What's going on? What's going on? What did she say? What did he say? Blah, 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 blah. But the more we come out of that, we're interested in the essence, the context. The context is you are a spiritual being, not as a theory. You either are or you're not, like Nick was saying. You either are a spiritual being or you're not. And so if you are, it means, genuinely it means that you are a spiritual being, right here, and you always were. And so what's this person and what's this world? This is just your creation. It's just a wonderful illusion, a wonderful hologram, a wonderful experience, however you want to call it. And the only thing that's real is you as the one who is watching all of this stuff. You know? So again and again and again, essence, essence, essence. And you can check yourself. Are you interested in all the details and all the content and all this and that and gossip and all the rest of it? Or are you interested in the big picture? Are you able to zoom out and see what's really going on?
Mm.
This is a decision. Are you there or are you over there?
Mm.
You know, is it details, 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 or is it essence, 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 essence?
Mm.
And all of your anxiety will disappear just like that in 1 second, as soon as you remember the essence.
Mm.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
All your anxiety is about endless details and speculations about details. So as soon as you come out of that, there's no more details, there's no more nonsense. There's just the truth, and the truth is eternally good.
Yeah.
It's eternally good. And that's what you are. That's not an idea, it's what you are, it's what you are, it's what you always are.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's
you
so
are
wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So this return of the king, this archetypal journey, this return of the king, a reclamation of our own sovereignty. I just had that image then when Mike was talking. You see, our feelings, no matter what the feelings are that we're experiencing and what the crazy thoughts are that we're witnessing, it's not who we are. They're not our thoughts. They're not our feelings. They don't belong to us. There needs to be some delineation there of where my kingdom ends and on all of this noise begins. And I just had this vision of this, of, you know, we have to walk into the center of that place, into these negative emotions, and put this flag in the ground, you know, and claim this land, you know, make a claim, stake your claim, and get that flag flying high. And that flag is waving around up there in the higher consciousness. It's shining with something that, you know, that a symbol that you represent yourself. It's an archetype, this the warrior king, or whatever the hero, the superhero. This is an archetype. That flag is the superhero's flag. So we're planting something in the center of this disturbed and confused land, where all of this energy is mixing in discordant ways. And there's nothing inherently wrong with the energy of sadness and guilt and shame and fear and anger and jealousy and all of that stuff. There's nothing inherently wrong with the energy that fuels the emotion. It's just the shape, the configuration, the geometry of the and the vibration of the emotion is discordant with the nature of life. It's out of tune. That's all it is. And so the pain that we receive from it is just life communicating us through discordance, through disharmony, saying, hey, this is disharmonious. You are not functioning in a harmonious way. You're not allowing your true sense of self to flow in grace through the wonder of life and create, you know, wonder through harmony. And the core of this is this false sense of self. And it's been going on for thousands of years and generations and generations and generations. It's embedded this discordant pattern, this discordant geometry, this matrix is embedded in the template of modern creation. And so we as fragments of divinity, of sparks of life, as souls with this eternal pure goodness and light and love and harmony and perfectly complete fulfilled Holy Spirit within it, we're embedded in that matrix, and it's up to us to allow ourselves to shine. And so the physical body that we're so attached to, and we consider this I, is a completely different identity to the real sense of self. And so you as a superhero, your mission is to become more and more and more aware through introspection, through going in, through becoming softer, more subtle and more sensitive and tender, using your breath, using your imagination, using your love consciously to find yourself, to flow into the true sense of self where you are within yourself. And what we're saying is the best way to do that is to begin at the point, is to go right back into the center of the spiral, because the spiral out in a discordant pattern. And so we can't find ourselves in this discordance, in this disharmony, in this pattern that doesn't fit. You know, this thing about, you know, you don't really fit in the world, and this, you know, you don't, most people don't even believe that they're from this planet, you know, if you ask them, because they just don't fit. You know, it just doesn't fit. Well, of course it doesn't fit, because it's like a square peg trying to get in a round hole. So we need to go to the point of the center of our own being, the absolute epicenter of this spiraling vortex, which is a singularity, and it's an infinitesimally tiny point of light, and we call this soul consciousness. And it's out of this infinitesimally tiny point of light, where all is one in its essence, that we spiral out from as an individual, as personalities, across the time-space continuum, through the eternal dimensions and infinite dimensions and facets of the space-time thing in the holograph. That's what we're doing. And so this is an incredibly wonderful puzzle. So we need to go to the center, go to the point, go to the epicenter of our being, and rest there in peace, and be still, and know that I am God. I'm one. That's yoga. And there's no separation between who I perceive myself to be and what my original eternal nature is, and the source of my being. There's no boundary there. But as soon as we start to flow out into that template, into that matrix, we become very aware of different gradations of energy and differences between here I am and here Brother Michael is. We appear to be separate here. There you guys are, and we're over here in Hawaii. I can think these thoughts, I can have these feelings, and they're different vibrations in there. There's difference in these things. So we need to create subtlety, because this, the light and the love that we are, is metaphysical. So it's very difficult to describe these things, but if you imagine a light shining through a prism, shining through like a crystal, shining out through this crystal, and this light is made of liquid. It's liquid light, and it has the ability to feel. It's consciousness. It's intelligence. It can gather information from its experience, what it's feeling and what it's perceiving through its sensory perception. So it's shining out through this crystalline structure, this matrix, this prism. And as it does, its light, which is its love in essence, is hitting the world that it's in the substance of creation. And as it does that, that substance takes a form. It forms according to the vibrational transmission, according to the vibes that are going out from that essence, from that creative center. And then you get the feedback, that goes like this. When I feel and think and behave in this way, that's what life feeds back to us. So if I can self-modify internally at my core, which essentially means for us just surrendering and going into the essence and just being in the pure power of our own individual being, and then coming out of that renewed again with a new perspective, new skills, new abilities awoken that are inherent within us, and I'm able to deal with what appears to be, which isn't just my creation, it's my families, my culture, my tribe, my ancestors, my country, my world, my race, and quite probably other races as well. We're all co-creating together, but I can free myself within the matrix. That, and that's the wonder of it all, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, to actually see what's really going on, you know, what's more fascinating than that? To actually be aware, to actually perceive what's actually happening, you know? What is this thing we call life? You know, what is it? How did it get here? And the greatest... The greatest illusion is that it's out there. It's, oh look, it's over there somewhere. Where is it? It's, oh, it's over there. You know, there it is. It must be in that little dot over there. That's the greatest illusion, is there's this thing over there somewhere, you know? Everything is happening within consciousness, within your own consciousness. It's absolute wonder, you know? I will never be even the slightest bit bored of this, you know? There is nothing going on apart from within consciousness. And it's just amazing, like, you have created this experience that you're having right now, and all the people, and Brother Michael and Brother Nick, and here we are in Hawaii, and everything else. This is your creation. And to come back to realize who you are as the creator. You are the creator. Come back into that essence. Come home, you know? It's so beautiful to come back home again. We've been lost in this strange and foreign land, this strange foreign kingdom. Mm-hmm. We're coming back to our home where you can genuinely have rest and comfort, you know? You don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
Come back to your home.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Amazing thing. So we're condensing lots of stories into our story here with Success Ultra Now and the superhero training. We're condensing the story of the Bible, of Jesus Christ, of the whole God devil archetype. We're condensing the story of yoga, of the whole Indian pantheon and the archetypal mythology and history of the whole Indian culture. And we're condensing the indigenous cultures and the mythologies phenomenal mythologies. Today I was, and the drama is just so wonderful. God, I just love the drama so much. So let me tell you this little story. The other night, everything's perfect, by the way. Everything's perfect and every situation is perfect. No matter what it appears to be, no matter what the wrapping paper is, the situation has a gift in it. Will you receive the gift? Are you present enough to receive the gift? Are you in sufficient depth with the situation to receive the gift? So check this out. The other night, I came, it was not last night, the night before. I had a beautiful massage with a friend of mine. She massaged me, gave me Abhyanga and Shiradhara, Ayurvedic massage, just loads of oils, just greased me right up for about 2.5 hours, and I was so blissed out, you couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh, everything was jelly. I was just dribbling on the table, melted. Came back to Noni Land about 10 o'clock, and I get told that some of the beehives have fallen over. One of the stands has collapsed. We've got about 20 beehives, about 20 yards away from where we are right now. So I had to get suited up at 10 o'clock at night. And I knew what was going to happen. You know, if you're going into, you know, hundreds, thousands of bees and they're all on the floor, the houses are all, you know, broken down and all the combs out, you know, the honeycomb, everything's all messed up. You know, these bees are going to be really agitated. And I knew I was going to take a lot of stings. So, which, you know, I did. I got hit hundreds of times, so it took us about 3 hours to clean the job up and got all these bees sorted out. Anyway, eventually it finished, it was about, and then I was like, you know, full of bee venom, so you're like wide awake. You know, it's like, it's really good stuff to get in you if there was a less painful way of getting it in you. But so I was amping about, didn't, you know, I went up to my tent. I sleep up the back of Noni Land on the ground. I like to sleep outside and under the stars, and went up to my camp about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or something. And I was really beaten up, you know, because I'd taken so many bee stings and it was pretty late. And so I stumbled into my tent and stood on my recorder.
No way.
Stood on my recorder and broke. Well, I didn't actually break, but I bent inside where the little microphone attachment goes in, the mic jack. So thought, oh right, I've got to get this fixed now. So this morning I took it into Lihue, into the town about 25 miles down the road, I went into this little it was like a teenager's video game store, and they were into these you know, like full-on video games, you know, with monsters, and the whole place was full of toy guns, and you know, it's just like
everything.
Yeah, everything. Full on that kind of
virtual
genre.
World.
Yeah, virtual world. Yeah. So I went in there, and it was like all these kids. You know, they were all like pretty young. You know, like most of them were teenagers. The oldest one might have been 20 or something, and they were running this store, and they were all in black. They all looked super unhealthy. There were all these guns and skulls and crossbones and monsters and war everywhere, all over this shop, yeah? So I walked in and I had my little recorder, and I seen the guy the day before, you know, and made the arrangement to come down. He was going to fix it. So I went in there and I was checking it out, and I wasn't in judgment. I was just looking at this place. And so I gave him the recorder, and I ended up spending about half an hour in this place. And I tell you what, the vibes in there were so good. Like, it was all going on under the surface. You couldn't see. I mean, if you were in judgment and judging it on the surface manifestation, you'd have been, well, you wouldn't even wanted to have been in there. But I ended up spending about half an hour, maybe 40 minutes in there, and I was loving the energy, the rapport that these kids had between them. The energy dynamics when the young girl delivered their lunch, and how quiet and gentle and lovely and harmonious and light and bright the energy matrix was in there. And I just sat in there And I mean, before I really became aware of it, I just started saying prayers for everybody in my own soul. You know, this is the thing about what are you doing with your time? Are you just going to sit there and think about, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. I'm going to be late for the superhero training broadcast. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. I wonder if what's going to happen if this happens. And all this stuff, the endless, you know, imaginings that your mind can just flow. Or are you going to like apply your creative power to a situation you're embedded in this moment for the highest good of all, and bless and pray for people? And so that's just what I got on with doing. But then I became aware that this was a really lovely atmosphere anyway. So I was just sitting there just hanging out while he was trying to fix this thing, and he was very slow and meticulous. And so I looked around at you know, at the books, that they had some books in there to do with these machines. And so I picked up this one book, and it was called Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. And it had this picture of this monster on the front and a few other things. And I started reading the small print. And basically what that whole book was a concise encyclopedia of all the mythologies of the world. In brief, but that's what it was, all the mythologies and the archetypes and stories from just about every significant culture in the history of the world. And what some genius inventor had done has compiled this into a game that they call Dungeons and Dragons. You might know it. Lots of people do. I'd seen it before, but I never recognized the merit and the worth of the archetype in the video game arena as much as I did there today. So I ended up reading this book, flicking through this book, and getting so much from this thing, from this book, because I'm really into archetypes and storytelling and what have you. As you know, it's part of my armory is to be skilled in that way. And so I ended up buying this book and paying these guys for their time and stuff, getting my little recorder fixed, which only needed this. It wasn't broken anyway. It just needed raising up a bit. And it was just a lovely, lovely, lovely experience. And it was just the moral of the story is that the drama is perfect, and there's a gift in every situation, no matter what it's dressed up in. So when you're getting stung by, hit by thousands of bees, and you're in, you know, distress, there's an opportunity there for you to, you know, hold a certain space to deal with the drama in a masterful way. And so on and so forth. And so, yeah, these are wonderful, wonderful,
wonderful
things.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, if we have that that attitude for every single moment we can receive something, then life is easy, you know? It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Every moment, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
Which you can be amused, like when I was trying to get over here, like there was, like it was, you know, a bit late and this and that, and all kinds of strange things happened. And then just to top it off, just like pulled up in the drive, there was this, what were they called? One of some really huge, very, very slow moving digger truck was there, going down this one street road just over there.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm late, and now here's this thing going, you know, like about 3 miles an hour, and right at just about where I was going to go in, it just pulled in right in front of me. So I had to wait around for about 5-10 minutes for it to go down.
Yeah.
You know, but it was funny, like, as soon as I put in turned the car on, immediately it was playing this song, which was, dunna, dunna, get happy, dunna, dunna, dunna. It was saying, basically the lyrics were something along the lines of, doesn't matter what's going on, just be happy.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. Straight away, that was on full blast.
No, really don't worry, be happy.
No, it was not. It's like a jazz song.
All right. Lovely.
Come on, get happy.
Lovely.
Yeah, doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, we always have the opportunity. You know, if we take it like that, then it is like that. You know, it's a decision.
Yeah. And, you know, it only matters what's going on if you make it matter. You know, that's the thing. And you understand the pun there, matter, form. If you reinforce it with your emotional charge, you know, and this is what they want. Remember, we're in this archetypal playoff between the forces of darkness and light. There's a dynamic tension in the polarity universe that has to be there in order for electromagnetic energy field, a positive and negative polarity energy flow to exist. There wouldn't be any time and space if there wasn't a positive and negative pole. So that means if you've got that, you've got a dynamic polarity pulling against each other. And if you're not in the equilibrium of that, if you're not in the zero point experience of that, you're on one side or the other. Okay? And so we're playing on the side of light against the side of dark. And we're becoming more and more empowered by going into the zero point, the point of equilibrium, the balance place between the dynamic tension of the opposites. And we become more and more empowered, but we're still on the screen of life on this side in the light. Yeah? Well, that side, every time I put my finger up on this screen, it's the other way around. So, you know, does it matter? Do you want to make it matter? Because what you have to understand is that there are forces of darkness in the world, like we're forces of light. We're aligning with the forces of light. We're not judging the forces of darkness and saying that they're bad and we don't like them. What we understand is we have a mature spiritual perspective. We understand that there's an opposite team in this game, and what they want is your soul energy. That's what they want.
They want you to react.
They want you to react in a low frequency way to life, so that your lower vibrational of consciousness, your low frequency, long wavelength energy patterns through your thoughts and words and actions, through your depression, through your guilt, through your shame, through your fear, through your anger, through your jealousy, etc., it gives them energy, and that energy creates world. It makes matter. It makes the world of form that we're stuck in right now matter. So it maintains it and keeps it going and going and going. But what we're into is raising the vibration of our own being so that the world around us raises as well. Yeah. So we experience a higher sense of self and sense and reality. Yeah. And that means we exist in higher levels of consciousness, higher vibratory emotional patterns and experiences. So we experience love, unconditional love, divine joy, bliss consciousness, inner peace, enlightened brilliance, you know, lovely, 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 wonderful, lovely, wonderful, lovely, lovely feelings, you know. And so it matters if you make it matter. And the way you make it matter is by giving it your energy in a reactive way, okay? And we're giving you the way, we're sharing the way, how to jump onto the magic carpet so you surf through the reality on the waves of grace, so that you're still appearing on the battlefield, which is your destiny. David has to meet Goliath. There's no doubts about that, but you're prepared to meet Goliath. You can laugh with divine joy in the face of the monster. And he doesn't have you anymore. You understand the depth of it. You know this is just the appearances. And this is a great archetypal mythological drama that is stupendous. The magnitude out of it is absolutely awe-inspiring and stupendous. And here we are, playing starring roles in the final acts of an extraordinary epoch. Here we are together, we few, we happy few, says Shakespeare, Henry V. Brilliant play, that brother.
Beautiful.
Brilliant play. Gets it going, it does. Gets it going.
Good old Willie.
Yes. So what, there was another, oh yeah, one last thing that I wanted to share, yeah. So here's me and Michael, right? Busting back to get to superhero training level 3. Starts at 3 o'clock. I was supposed to be around at Mike's at 1 o'clock today. I was 10 minutes late. I actually got back here at 10 past 3. He gets here at 20 past 2, I mean, excuse me. So on the way back, right, on the way back, I'm coming back just after I told you I was stuck in traffic at Kapa'a. So I'm on my way back. I know I'm late. And I see this guy hitchhiking. at the end of Kapaa.
Right.
Now, logically, you do not want to be picking up hitchhikers, especially Hawaiians, local Hawaiians, that are wobbling around carrying a bottle of beer in a brown paper bag. But something says, the feeling was, the intuition was, pick this guy up. So I picked him up, got him into the back of the cloud, drove all the way back, and I gave him coconut chips, the ones that we make here at Noni Land. He was playing my ukulele and singing Hawaiian songs. We had a lovely rapport. I dropped him off at Anahola and actually went out of my way. I took him up to right up the hill to where he actually lived. Dropped him off. Had a job getting him out because he was so into being in there and playing this ukulele. Got him out and he got hold of me and he took my forehead against his. And he gave me the Hawaiian blessing where you share, this is aloha, you share the breath of life with another, and you put your forehead right on somebody else's forehead, and you breathe out when they breathe out, you breathe in when they breathe in, you breathe out when they breathe out, and it's a really powerful blessing. And man, did I feel that blessing or what? And it was so lovely. And I got his number, this local guy, and I'm going to go and hang out with him because I know he's got some more gifts for me. And I gave him some more bags of goodies, watched him go, and then came busting up here. And here we are, yeah? So if you're in the grace, you're on the magic carpet, you're on the flow. All of these things that happen in life are gifts for you to unwrap if you're detached and not, you know, attached and clinging to outcome and projecting with tension and anxiety patterns and all of the rest of that into the future that is yet, you've yet to arrive there, you've yet to experience it. So just really be in the moment, in your heart soul connection with the Almighty Presence, having a breathing anchor connection there, so that you're feeding yourself all the time. The breath, I talk about the breath as being the umbilical cord to God. If you want it to be, if you want it to be, it's the direct route. If your consciousness, if you breathe, if you decide, okay, I'm breathing my source energy now. I'm breathing from the heart of God. That's what I'm breathing into my being. And I'm welded in my consciousness with my awareness to that connection. And nothing is gonna prevent me from having that experience. That's one of the greatest, most amazing things you can do as a human being. As a spiritual being in creation, you'll never regret making that decision.
It's the best thing you can ever do, yeah. And it starts right here, right now.
Absolutely, yes. Lead us in a few breaths, brother.
So let's just open our warm hearts, our hearts of love. Just open even deeper. That beautiful heart of love that you are. You become aware that right now, right here, you are safe. You are surrounded in light. You are surrounded in this eternal grace. Right now, right now. And just breathe in that warmth. Breathe, bathe in that experience of feeling safe, feeling free. And just enjoy that sense of freedom. With each breath, just allow your heart to become stronger. Allow the light to get brighter. Safe, you're already home. Stay free, stay there. If you want to be free, if you want to be safe, then stay in your home. Your real home. stay in that light.
Yeah. And then you can laugh at it all. You can laugh at death. You can laugh at it all.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. This is the magic pill. If you want a magic pill, you know, a lot of people, they want this one thing, this one magic pill that's going to solve everything.
Yeah.
It's go into that light and realize who you are in that light. That is the magic pill. Yeah.
And realize everyone else is that as well.
Yeah. Everything is surrounded in that, you know? So this, like, good and evil, really it's all surrounded in wonder, in goodness. It's all goodness, really. Yeah. You know, there's nothing else apart from that, ultimately. Yeah.
And it's good to know. And filled with that filled inside, with that. Deep down in there, you know?
Yeah.
It's in there. It's...
You're in a wonderful world. It's very, very, very good. Yeah. The only reason this evil, this darkness comes is to destroy itself, ultimately.
Yeah.
You know? So even if it comes and you think there's something negative and horrible going on, it's there to bring you back into the truth.
Yeah.
That, so it's doing good service. All it's of doing the dark really good stuff service. Is doing great service.
But we don't need it. We don't need the pain and the suffering if we make this choice.
Choose. Yeah. It's up to you.
Yeah. And this living in the light and being the light, living in the love and being the love, the divine love, and seeing others as that as well, everyone without judgment, that what that boils down to is love the Lord thy God with all your heart and mind and soul, and love others, your neighbor, as yourself. Yeah. Jesus' teachings, pure and simple. That's the whole gospel. If anyone's bashing you with the Bible, telling you you haven't been baptized right and you're going to burn in hell forever because of that, just say, hey, bro, I'm not into spiritual politics. Let's keep the gospel simple. I just want to love God with all my heart, mind and soul, and love you too, as myself. How about that?
Yeah.
And just give them the hand of blessings, and they've got to shut up. They just got to shut up, else they're working from the dark side.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a beautiful thing. A Course in Miracles says, all I ever gave you was miracles and angels. That's all there is in the game. Angels and miracles. And when I was in that shop today, that's another one of the lessons I learned today in that video shop, was that all of this archetypal stuff, you know, with all these monsters and all this war and all this fighting and all these kings and all these heroes and all this death and all this rah, 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 and these demigods and powers and, you know, and all these levels of confrontation and struggle, I realized that these angels, you know, these children, we the children, we've taken the most powerful thing and we've, you know, become demented with it. We've lost the plot and we've created another one, and it's not pretty. It's feeding back in some really profoundly clear ways. And this, if there's death and destruction outside of you, there's death and destruction within us. Mm. And we need to have aliveness and love and fertility within us on every single level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And the whole core of that is being anchored in that relationship with your own divinity. That's the essence of it all. Mm. So I'd like to finish off now just by gifting you with a homework assignment. And this is something that's extremely practical. Now, obviously, this moving into essence, which most of us have are challenged to do, you know, when we're sitting in silence, maybe listening to some lovely music with a candle burning and situation is quite supportive, most of us are challenged even then to move into it. So what are how are you going to move into that experience when you're, you know, in a very challenging situation, when you're out and about in mainstream society, when people are running around with geometries and vibrational patterns that are extremely discordant, and you're being bombarded with electromagnetic waves and microwaves and all the rest of the stuff? How are you going to pull that off then? Well, your core is nishchay, certainty, no matter what, having that will, your willpower, just totally focus, your mind made up, being certain that you are what you are. Now I am that I am. Yod Heh Yavod Heh. Yod Heh Yavod Heh. And breathing that certainty, moving with that certainty. That's your core, the Nizche. That's the foundation. And then from that, your geometry, you can consciously articulate your geometry. You can consciously make your geometry, your the geometry of your energy field, of your aura, into a certain shape, so that you can meet the geometry of life, the matrix that you're interfacing with, in a powerful way. And so this is your homework assignment, to practice going into wherever you need to go into in society, whether it's shops, health stores, supermarkets, banks, gas station, wherever you are, you know, wherever you are, your own family home. If it's a discordant energy field and you feel like psychically it drains you, then this is your homework assignment. One, be grounded and anchored in your Nizche, in your certainty, and be unshakable in that. Use the breath to anchor you in that, to help you anchor your concentration, okay? That's number two. Nizche, breath. Number three is attitude. Have an attitude of love. Understand that what you're anchoring in is divine love itself. And have an attitude of love, so you're radiating out blessings of love silently. And you might be doing the dishes or pumping gas or filling out a withdrawal slip at the bank, whatever, wherever, it doesn't matter. But inside of yourself, you are focusing on radiating out blessings through that breath, anchored in that Nizche, okay? And then the fourth one, seeing everyone else around you as points of light, as souls, as divine sparks and perfect in themselves, not concentrating on their physical form and all their, you know, deformities and odds and sods and what they're wearing and how much makeup they've got on and all that stuff, not on that level, but shift your awareness so you're penetrating a little deeper and seeing their angelic selves, their divine selves, the divine beings, the light and the love that they are, and see little sparkling lights of shining stars. That's number four. So you're anchored in the Nizche with the breath, in the love, and you're radiating that love out to divine beings wherever you are, okay? And then the last one is, create a personal geometry field around yourself with your imagination. So you imagine, whether you can see it visually in terms of like a TV picture in your own mind, but know it's there, feel it's there. Just have the intention of setting the field in what's called a star tetrahedron, okay? Do a little research online and find out what a star tetrahedron is. Check out a Merkaba, star tetrahedron Merkaba. And what you'll find is that it's two pyramids, a pyramid on the top and a pyramid on the bottom. The top one's facing up, the bottom one's facing down, and the pyramids interlock. This is what the Star of David actually is. If you could see the Star of David three-dimensionally instead of two-dimensionally, it would fill out into two interlocking star tetrahedrons, which is pyramids, okay? So you've got a male and a female pyramid interlocking, and that creates what's called a Merkaba shape, or a star tetrahedron. And that shape is what shape your geometry is in when you are in this true sense of self, your divine consciousness, and you're radiating love out. So it happens automatically, and you help it, reinforce it with your imagination. You can't imagine that you have a Merkaba, and you can't imagine that your geometry is in the shape of a Merkaba, and that's going to reinforce it and make it stay there without being the being that has a man-activated energy field in that way. That's what it means to walk in grace in the world, so that when all this stuff falls down all around you and all these people go through all this stuff all around you, it doesn't touch you because you're in this geometry, okay? So just ka-junk star tetrahedron when you're out and about, and that will protect you from any psychic energies in anywhere, any place. And you can practice that and test that out by going into some seriously dark places where the vortex is discordant. With that awareness of your divinity anchored in the breath, shining shining through the love, radiating out, seeing other beings as divine beings, and having your Merkabah field, your star tetrahedron, activated. Okay, so that should keep you busy for a week.
Yeah, that's good homework.
Yeah,
so you, so the skill is practice. So I'd like to just ask yourself now, are you going to do your homework? Are you going to do your homework?
Yes.
And let's just take a moment now. What would it look like if you were to do what the good doctor has told you to do for your health and wellness? What would it actually look like in your day-to-day experience? Just see yourself going through the week, having done those things. How would you feel, and what would it actually be like? Let's just take a few breaths and just ground in that vision. As you're in the supermarket and you're seeing all these shining stars, with your divine grid around you, your Merkabah is there. How will you feel as you're wandering around paying for your various random things? As you encounter people, as you wake up in the morning, how will you feel? How will it look? How will you experience it? Wow, what a joy.
What a joy.
So you've already done it. You've planted the seed. You've created the vision is there. It is done.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of replaying what you've already created for yourself. Yeah. So it's already done. It's going to be a great week. It's a great week.
Yes.
So much appreciation. It's a wonderful thing to do this, you know, because you're helping everyone you know around you and everyone you don't know.
Yeah.
All these people, they're getting massive blessings this week.
Absolutely. Massive blessings. And the more you give, the more you get.
That's right.
Best thing to give is what we're talking about here with the blessing. The power of the blessing, the lost mode of prayer, the science of compassion. This is the highest level of being we're talking about here. So well done, you're on it.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Yay. So do your homework, be good, good, obedient children. And we shall see you next week and look forward to your reports.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Blessings.
Aloha.
Hmm.